want to give me your name and...
Yes, my name.
Uh-huh. Mary Ann Jones.
Uh-huh.
20149 East Whipple Drive, Northville.
Okay. And today is what date?
October the 10th.
1980. Okay, now we're going to check this.
Eight.
First of all, were you born in Detroit? In Northville? How long have you lived here?
No, I was born in Illinois. I came here as a bride right after the First World War in 1919,
you came here. Mm-hmm. And was your husband from here? Is that why you came here?
Yes. He was at the time. He living here when he went into service. He just had returned from service from the First World War.
From the First World War.
When we were married.
Uh-huh. He was living in Northville when he went in the service for the First World War, but he was originally from Pennsylvania, you said?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How old were you at the time when you came here as a bride?
19.
Mm-hmm. And where in Northville did you live, your first home?
My first home for about a year or a year and a half was on Duvar. And then we bought the home on 229 Linden,
mm-hmm.
and lived there all through my Northville life,
mm-hmm.
until in 19, I sold my business. Well,
we'll get into your business later, but let's talk about the residence first.
We bought the residence, 229 Linden, and lived there until I sold it in 1969 and went to Florida, Pompano Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And bought down there, and I've been there ever since to live.
Mm-hmm. And you only come here in the summers, do you?
Yes.
To visit your daughter?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, tell me, you mentioned your business.
Well, at first, my husband was electrical engineer. And he was at the River Rouge when they built the Ford, big Ford plant. He was one of the foremen. And he later developed an idea of going into business for himself. So we opened an electric shop downtown. It was next to the DNC on North Center Street at the time, next to Schrader's. And
was DNC there then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had a big store there.
There was Woodward's. It was not DNC. It was Uncle Jerry's.
Well, they called it the DNC,
didn't they?
Well, the Woodward's. And then we had the electric shop, and I stayed in the shop. We had appliances and fixtures and everything for his work. And in some way, depression was coming on, that bad depression. And they stopped building, and electrical work was out. And so we had an extra lot back of our house on Dunlap, and he decided to build a greenhouse and go into the forest business. And so he ran the greenhouse. He's a very good grower. We had beautiful flowers, and I took over the shop and designing, and his health failed, then he died in 38, and I kept on with the business.
Both businesses, did you?
Yes, for a while. Mm-hmm. But I eventually sold the greenhouse part, and I sold all of it in, I sold that, it was sold to Heidi's, and I run the florist shop there for them. They took care of the greenhouse, around the greenhouse part, and for about 10 years.
Now the greenhouse was where?
On Dunlap Street. There's a home, or Dubar. There's a home there now. They tore it down. Eventually. And opened their shop downtown. That was after it was
Dubar
sold.
Dubar and what?
Just Dubar and Linden.
And Linden?
So my home was on Linden.
Yes, but
the... But the greenhouse was right back of it.
Uh-huh.
I had sold that first, and I kept my home, and I didn't sell my home until in 69 when I went to Florida to live.
Uh-huh. And I understand the site, I think your daughter told me the other day, the site where your greenhouse was is where the Gennettis now?
Yes.
The younger Gennettis? John and Tony?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, did you carry on this business and raise your family too? How old were your daughters by then?
Gwen was 18 when her dad died. She was just a senior in high school. And Phyllis Jean was just 4.5 years younger than Gwen.
So for the most
she
part...
She was just entering into junior high at the time he died. Then I carried on alone and ran the place until I did sell the greenhouse off. Then I continued running the flower shop for Heidi's when they bought it.
Is that the same Heidi's that's
mm-hmm.
now located down in Plymouth?
That used to be, yeah. They used to have a flower, a greenhouse, big greenhouses there in Plymouth.
And they still?
They don't operate their flower shop anymore.
I see.
They sold
but it's
that.
The same
It's the same
firm that
firm,
you
Heidi's.
Sold your place to.
Mm-hmm. And then I kept continuing, as I said, running the flower shop. And it began, I was getting older, and the girls, it was hard work, a lot of responsibility, and with help and everything. So I sold it. And but I didn't sell my, I continued working for Heidi's Flarsha, the running the, they
the
run the
you
green,
sold it to.
They run the greenhouse, and I continued running the flower shop for them.
Uh-huh.
And
did they keep your name, or did they give their name to
they
it?
Kept my name, Jones Floral.
Jones Floral.
Even when the other man bought it from them and started the shop downtown, Jones Floral. He kept that name.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a very good business all through the years. A lot of hard work.
Sounds that way.
But the girls got married and were away, and so I decided to go to Florida. I had a daughter. My other daughter was living in Fort Lauderdale, and so I bought, though, in Pompano Beach, and I've been there since 1969.
Now, your daughter that you're visiting with now, her last name is Marburger?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Isn't that
Gwendolyn,
a pretty
well-known
Northville family as well?
Oh, yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
Your father-in-law? Now, what can you tell me about Northville back then, Mrs. Jones?
Well, when I first came, there was a band, a big band, where they had a band concert every Saturday night. Up and right in the center of Northville and Main Street, North Center and Main Street.
Is that where they have now built a little band shell in the same spot?
No, they don't have it there. Oh, no.
It was on the four
it corners. It was on the four corners of Center Street and Main.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was built up so cars could pass under it. And they had that band concert every night, and the Interurban line came up to that corner when I first came to Northville from Detroit. Oh, there's been a lot of changes.
Oh, yes, but
it's grown so much, but everybody seemed to know everybody, and every Saturday night, everybody gathered downtown and listened to the band, and it was just quite a social thing, you know, seeing people and that you knew and visiting, doing shopping. Oh, and then too.
Maybe you had better sit closer so that. So that this will pick up the questions.
I came here where the theater is now. There was a hall, a wooden building, and they had dances there all the time, and we had dances every weekend for the young people go and dance. And they'd have an orchestra. And then it burned down, and the theater was built.
The theater was built after the
yes.
The
what was the
cause of the burning? Do you know? I don't remember that.
I don't remember. But then I remember the first shows were silent. And the piano player, I can't think of her name now. She played for years there at the theater, the piano, until they got sound in. And they used to have an orchestra there, too, later. And so there have been a lot of changes, and Northville has grown a lot. But it did used to be everybody seemed to know everybody. And
well, I think quite a few of you still know each other.
Yes, but you know, I probably can see people coming here just during the year and not being too active in anything anymore. See people, their faces look a little familiar, but I can't place them, and I don't think they know me either. But there aren't too many of the old people. A lot of them are in the hospitals, or they've moved away. But that's mostly in the younger group, Gwen's group, that have moved away. But the I remember seeing all of them, all of the younger groups grow up, you know, mm-hmm. and the girls were in school here and everything.
Now, where were the schools then when your daughters were going to school?
Over here on Main Street.
That was
high school was there, and the grade school was uh-huh. there.
So that's where that's the big red building mm-hmm. where the, I think the call it school activities building or
the new school like has been built since my grandchildren went to the new school. Mm-hmm. But no, that was the only school here at the time, and we used to have. Another thing we did was all the young married group after the war, you know, the boys were all coming back. They'd been over to France, and my husband had been for a year or more. And when they all come back, they begin to get married. There was a whole group of them that were about the same age, and they were coming back from service and getting married. So there were a lot of young married people here right at that time, and they started a dancing club. And every 2 weeks at the high school gym, we had dances. It was sort of a social dance. We took lunches, and somebody made coffee. And about 11 or so, we'd all have time out from dancing and have our lunch. And everybody knew everybody, and we had a lot of fun.
So you had your band concerts, and you had your dances at the hall, and then also at the school.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The hall was only at the very beginning after the war because it burned. Then they built the theater.
Oh,
so
the
hall wasn't
burned,
there very long. But our dancing club was started of just young married couples, and most of them had just gotten back from service, and we were newly married. And then some of the older ones came in. I remember Mr. Lapham from the bank, and oh, some of the businessmen and people would come too, and we had a very nice time.
Well, now, was that the same Lapham from the store, or did he work at the bank first?
It was the old, Mr. Lapham is dead. It was Elizabeth Lapham's father that was president of the bank on the corner.
Oh.
Where the jewelry store is, that starts to be a bank. Yes, it was a different Lapham. He ran he was president of the bank. You see, there was a bank there on the corner for the jewelry store. There were two banks.
Were Orange Jewelry?
That was Lapham's.
Lapham's Bank.
Yes, that was called.
Were they related to the clothing store people?
I don't think they were.
No.
Because the Lapham store started out as Ponsford's. Mr. Ponsford's
yes.
daughter that married a Lapham.
A Lapham. But it was no relation.
That,
I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a different Lapham. But I do remember the bank so Mr. Lapham died, and then it went out. It didn't burn down or anything.
Well, the telephone office was above the bank.
Yes, the telephone office was above the bank on the corner of Center and Main there for the jewelry store is. And then the other bank, the president, was
I can't think right now.
It doesn't matter if you count.
You and I know him.
Babbitt, Mr. Babbitt was president
of the other bank.
Uh-huh. That was Hugh Babbitt, May Babbitt's father-in-law.
Now, you mentioned the telephone office being upstairs. Did Northville have its own little switchboard, like a lot of small towns?
Yes.
Had? Okay, tell me about that.
Well, as I remember, Mrs. Watts lived on Dunlap Street. She was the head one for years there until they began to expand. And until she lived, really, I think. She was the main
operator. Well, she was the one
that was operator.
Always at night. She was all night.
Well, she seemed to be the head one, though, the main one. There, of course, there were others, but not as many. You see, it was a much smaller thing then than it is today.
Now, in other words, you knew who the switchboard operator was.
Oh, yes. Everybody knew everybody.
In fact, when she said, number, please, you could say, well, I'm looking for so-and-so.
And then there was the White's grocery store. Mr. White was at the store for so many years. And, of course, that is where, what store is there now? It's all changed along there.
Mr. White?
Yes, it used to be the White Clothing Store. And then there was the other store, the...
We were trying to figure out which side of the street some of these stores were on.
Well, that was the, that was where...
Oh, there was a shoe store, too.
Concerts is now.
Concerts is across the street. It was a Lapham's. That's where Lapham's is now.
Yeah. And Jim Spagnoli's fruit store, he came and opened that quite early in those days. He came from Italy and opened that store.
The store was rather a sweet shop, too.
Is that the same location where the liquor store is now?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that's really his grandson that's running it now.
What about the other businesses in town now? You told me about the two banks, and you even remembered the presidents of both banks. What about the other businesses, the grocery stores? And
well, there was the Bogart grocery store. Ed Bogart's. And
where was
there
that?
There was a Smith store here then.
Where was Bogart's store?
It was in the smaller store where Gennetti's are now. Well, at one time, I think he was over on the North Center, too. But,
some of the stores moved around. You know what I mean? Mr. Alton had the liquor store. That was over where West End Lamps is. And there was something else in there, and then they kind of would maybe.
Now, those were all stores and people that were here when I first came to Northville. But there weren't as, they made so many of those stores into smaller shops, you see, now, that it is different than it used to be.
It was a C.F. Smith's and Bogart's and what other stores? What, the grocery stores?
Kroger's.
Well,
no.
Kroger's,
oh, there was two meat markets. The Hills Meat Market was one of the old ones here. George Hill and his brothers were running that, and that's where the
parking lot is now.
Well, and they were, and the well, the store right there on the corner. There used to be...
I mean, Huff's Hadler was where the record office is, or where that now is a bank or something.
Yes, but I mean down on the corner. There ended up a barber shop there, but the first... what was I trying to think of? Then there was a garage there, a Dodge sales garage at German's, Harry German, Ron. And that's where the parking lot is now. That building was there. They're on Main Street, you know, and
across the street from
High Street. And all those buildings on that side are new now. They were wooden frame buildings, and one was an apartment store where people lived, and where those brick buildings are now. Yes, the Ambler Hotel was there for that deep parking lot. Is that old
Ambler?
Ambler.
Now, someone else told me about that, but did not remember the name of it.
Yes,
but
well,
she remembered it burning.
It was Ambler, and
there was another a variety store, wasn't it? Kilgore's mother. The name was Kilgore.
Kilgore had a men's clothing store. Yes, it was a Kilgore clothing store.
Did most of the proprietors of these businesses live in Northville as well?
Yes.
They didn't come out from another area?
Kilgores were more of a newcomer. They hadn't lived here long, but most of the others had lived here for years.
Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Prater started Prater's store.
Yes, Prater's store was started. That was by the theater. And but they were more or less newcomers in later years. I forget what was in that store before they came.
I think they built the store, Mother. I think it had the...
I believe it did. And Woodward's had the first dime store.
Woodward's?
Woodworth.
Yeah, not Woolworth, not the chain.
No, Woodward.
There was a Woodward store in Plymouth and one in Northville.
Two brothers
Woodward's
started.
Brothers started.
That was the first dime store in town.
Then the man, who was my mother's brother-in-law, my uncle, was Gerald Woodworth. And he finally, the DNC
father.
Came along, and he decided to sell to the DNC, and that's when it turned. And he became a stockholder, or not in the DNC Corporation business. But
he was
the running
that.
Of the store was taken over by the DNC. And that's what it turned to DNC, and that's why it moved.
Yes, it's true.
Now, just for the record, this last statement, and I didn't explain earlier, that Mrs. Jones' daughter, Gwen Marburger, is sitting in on this interview and perhaps is having something to add to it, just to refresh her mother's memory. What about the churches in town?
Well, there was the Presbyterian and the Methodist and the
Presbyterian
Baptist.
Presbyterian is where it is now?
Yes. And the Methodist is where the old church there on the corner there. Mm-hmm. That was
the one that was later a restaurant, and now it's back to a different church.
that was there. They did enlarge on both of them, of course, and added on at later years. But the original buildings are the same.
The Baptist Church is where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Catholic Church?
Yes, the Catholic, I was trying to think. That was built later years.
That was built when we still lived up there. That was a little white church right on the corner of where it is now, but on the corner was more or less where the school is now.
Yes.
White,
it's in the same location as it started out, but it's much larger now. They built.
You did not have as many Catholics here then, is that it?
Well, they went to Plymouth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't as many, I don't believe. But
which church did you attend?
The Methodist, and then my daughter started in with the Presbyterian. So I really went to both churches. Methodist and Presbyterian. But after they were older and got to going, well, it was just easier for me to go Presbyterian because I was always so busy with the business. And you know, in those days, you had to work on Sunday as well. They'd have Monday funerals. And I used to have 60, 75 pieces of funeral and sometimes more to the same funeral.
Oh my goodness.
And then sometimes there would be three or four funerals at once.
You did
and
them all yourself?
I did all the designing at that time. I had other help.
Did you have any training, or did you just pick this up?
I didn't really. I studied on it and all of that, and I did go to some of their things they had in Detroit, you know, florist design things, but mostly started out on my own.
Hmm.
No.
So you frequently had to work on Sundays then?
Oh, yes. I got to where, well, and then my husband was sick, and everything was up to me the last few years. And so I had to quit being active. I was very active in my younger married life in the organization,
Eastern Star,
and I was a member. I'm a life member of the Eastern Star.
Did they meet
and
in Northville? Did they meet in
Northville? Oh yes, up above where the Masonic is now.
Uh-huh.
I guess they still do, but I haven't gone in a long time. But started out being Ruth. I was Ruth two or three years. And then I had to get out of it because I didn't have time. And we used
what
to.
What is the word you're using? You were what?
Eastern Star.
I was
one of Ruth.
Ruth?
One of the chairs.
I see. I'm not familiar with your organization.
But I didn't go on and go through the chairs. Because I got, at that time, we got too involved in the florist business, and I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you also one of the charter members of the Business and Professional Women Club when they started that?
I think I was. And I used to go to the Business and Professional Women's group, but I didn't do that in later years because I didn't have time for that, or I thought I didn't. And
well,
I really
tell me
didn't.
Some of the women that were in that
you know,
group
in
back
the,
then.
Pardon?
Tell me some of the women that were in the the business and professional women's group back then. Can you remember when it first began?
A lot of them were the teachers and things that aren't even here now.
I'm just wondering if any of the business.
Yeah.
Who?
Most all of the women that were in business are the one that's head of the race course. What's her name? She was active in it.
Margaret
Zadie. And there were several, but right now to think of their names, I forget who were the most active.
I just some of them
have passed away. Some of them most active, and I was a member of the American Legion Auxiliary. My husband was along with the American Legion. And he was in Masonic Lodge. He went as far as the chapter, and he wanted to go on, but he was sick. And he got sick and died. So he never got any farther than the chapter. And I was an Eastern Star and active in that for quite a while, but I got too busy. I couldn't, you know, we'd go other places and put on the work, and it took a lot of time.
What about the funeral homes that were here then? You certainly were involved with them if you prepared the florist arrangements.
Well, there were Schrader's to begin with.
And where was that?
And then...
Where was Schrader's?
They were on Dunlap Street.
Center Street.
Center Street. Why do I want to say Dunlap Street? They were on Center Street there for the old post office used to be. And
is that, for purpose of clarification, was that across from where Cloverdale Creamery
there
is now?
There is a new building built up since then,
yeah.
Too.
And was that a forerunner? Was that a relative of, then it became a furniture store, which has since closed. Was that related to the... Wasn't that Schrader's, the furniture store that just closed?
Schrader's furniture store was there all through the
years. Well, Mr. Schrader owned the whole business. It was Schrader's funeral as well as...
That's where it got its name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nelson Schrader, he was the one that had Pope.
Well, then Ray Casterline was...
He worked for him
for years. But then he decided to go in for himself. So that made Schrader's and Casterline's. There were two of them here.
Two.
The last several years, not the first years.
Then after Mr. Schrader died, his son took over. But then finally he decided to close the funeral. Sold it, and it moved up to across from the old high school, and that new house is now there. Then it was eventually phased out, they sold it, and returned the house to a residential area. But to get back as a daughter of Mrs. Jones's and her business, interrupted at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night with people coming and knocking on the door.
My flower shop was right in Greenhouse, right back at my home. And people came. And in those days, I would go out. When there were funerals, sometimes you'd have three and four funerals at one time, one weekend, or something. And I would work night and day. I worked all night many times. And holidays, making corsages. And there's quite a thing developed into corsages for the holidays, Easter and Mother's Day and those things. And and then the proms, the dances, why they all had hard corsages.
The boys would bring in pieces of girl dresses in one face.
I think they've gone back to that.
And I would give anyone, I would bet them, that they could not find, out of 150 corsages, two it looked alike. She always, it was always personalized and
tried to make them different, you know.
And so she worked very hard at doing that. I think there are some boys right now who are great here again who remember her and what she would go
right.
and do for them and things like that. That was.
I had a very large. There was nothing to make 100 corsages in one day, but it was a lot of work.
Of course, it was. It must have been.
And you'd have to work lots of nights, and on funerals or weddings. I've had as high as 4 and 5 weddings in one day. And even when I sold the business and worked for Heidi's there, I'd have weddings, you know, and did their wedding work too, a lot of it over there. But to help them out, but it was a lot of work.
Now, in the beginning, I gather that your husband built this greenhouse because he grew a lot of plants, but
it was a hobby.
Didn't grow
he started
them.
Out. He was quite a hand to get books. And read, and he got into the flower business through that, and he decided he wanted to go into it in a small way as a hobby, along with his other work. Well, this depression came along, and of course he built too big a greenhouse to have it as a hobby. And he used to grow the most gorgeous snaps. The heads of the flowers were that long. I never seen any more beautiful ones since. And there were all the leading big florists in Detroit always wanted his snaps. And we grew lovely stock, and we grew carnations. We didn't grow roses. And then a lot of...
You grew your own carnations then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, the flowers that you made these corsages and wedding arrangements out of, you didn't grow all of those, did you?
Well, we had a lot of our own carnations and certain things. No, we bought what we needed. We wholesale, from wholesale.
Uh-huh.
When...
But you mostly wholesaled the things that you grew.
Oh, we wholesaled a lot of flowers because Northville wouldn't take it all unless we happened to have a lot of funeral work, you know, and things. And, you know, those things would come spotty. You didn't have one every day always in a small town. But when you did have... People sent a lot of flowers in those days. Now, they don't do that so much anymore because they send other things. Or the money...
Memorial.
And they don't have the pieces that we used to have. And...
They probably charge 5 times as much.
Oh,
yeah.
when I think of the prices today, I have made arrangements and sent them out for $3 and $5. And things like that, not for funerals, but, well, I sent $5 and $6 sprays I can remember way, way back. And how, what a difference there is in flowers yes. today.
You can't touch a funeral spray for under 25 or 30.
I know. And we thought we were getting, if we got a $25 and $50 piece for a funeral, that was a lot. And made
flowers.
Casket pieces. I used to make the blankets, you know, that covered the casket of just roses. And I know I've made those for $50. And things like that. Remembering, now those were many years ago. When I think I'm 89, about, I'll be 89 in December, it's hard to realize. Because I don't feel that old.
Well, you certainly don't look that old either. I was just sitting here looking at your eyes. You know, I pay attention to people's eyes. Somehow or other, that shows their age to me.
Oh.
You have a young girl's eyes.
Well, I've been blessed by having good health through the years. And until 81, I had my first operation. Childbirth of the girls, but two girls, but I was never sick. Oh, I'd have colds or I'd feel bad at times, but I kept on working. I never had to go to a hospital or anything, but until 81 in Florida, I had an attack. I guess it started out to be a gallbladder attack, and they started operating, and I had they found them in my intestines.
No,
you don't want to hear that.
Well,
but they found things wrong, and I had two very severe heart attacks, and I was in the hospital about 2 months.
Oh.
At my first and only time in the hospital all my life. But
I think it's interesting too that I was born at home.
There wasn't a hospital here.
Were both of your children born at home?
No, because Sessions Hospital started up right on Main Street, where the one is now, but it was different. Been remodeled.
So isn't that where the nursing home is now?
Yes.
And Mrs. Sessions was a nurse, and she, but the doctors, there was more, Dr. Holcomb and Dr. Snow were in it, and some of the doctors, they started that hospital. And so when Phil, of course, she was 4.5 years younger than Gwen. Why, the hospital was there at the time. Much smaller, but it was a hospital. And so that she was born there. But up until then, everybody, if they had to go to a hospital, a lot of them had them at home at my first year of home.
Now, if you had to go to a hospital, where did you go from here?
Well, Detroit.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm. Or Ann Arbor.
Was nothing in Plymouth or nothing?
No. And then they started that Grace Hospital in later years out this way. But that's her. Who's far there?
I think it was Phil's.
Oh, it was Phil's child.
Born in,
Phil's firstborn. But No, there were no hospitals here at all at that time. And there were an awful lot of people. There were what they call practical nurses. What was her name? Mrs. She was the practical nurse that took care of Dr. What was my doctor's first name?
Turner?
He died.
Dr. Dan, you called him?
Dr. Dan, yeah. What's his real name? Dr. Dan, everybody called him. Well, he was an older man, and he was killed. He had an accident going to a case or something. Went off the road, and he was killed. And Dr. Snow had just started in practicing. And he was in the office with him. And so he took over Dr. Dan's place then when he died. And then there was Dr. Holcomb came in.
Someone has told me about, I don't know whether Dr. is something like Dr. Hoot? Hoot? That was in, it wasn't Holcomb, was it? I'm sure she said a Dr. Hoot.
That isn't familiar.
It isn't familiar to you? Okay.
No. And let me see, what other doctor was here at that time?
It's funny you talked about Pearl Stevens, because we remember her dad, Dr.
Well, they had a grocery store here, Stephen, Pearl's.
Pearl's husband's. Yeah, that's right. That was another, Pearl's, father-in-law.
Yes, Mr. Stevens had a grocery store.
Where was that?
On Main Street.
Okay, I was wondering if
that
you remember
that. That was before Bogart's.
Do you remember Carl
mm-hmm.
in growing up and working in his father's store?
Oh, yes.
Pickard,
yes, he had a meat market here.
Over where, right next door,
okay.
In the city building.